understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Doesn't really work now.
No.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app. Somber day today. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have postponed football, they say, hopefully till this spring, if at all. No fall football. Big Ten, Pac-12. We are now watching the Big 12 because they may sway the SEC or the ACC into playing or not playing. Earlier today, the ACC and the SEC both said, hey, our doctor said we're cool. Moving forward, we're going to play. Then the Big Ten and the Pac-12 did what they did. Now you're all caught up. Boo.
The athletic director for Arizona State.
He should call Nebraska's people.
Ray Anderson, emphatic that the school will play again on other schools from other leagues attempting to recruit Sun Devil athletes. Have at it, quote unquote, Anderson said.
Wow.
Game on. Let's go. Let's go rogue.
Our friend Peter Burns with an interesting tweet. Today's decision may have effectively ended the NCAA's place in sports as we know it. If these decisions are being made now, likely spring sports won't be held either. So if other conferences decided to break away, they could then allow a waiver to compete if athletes wanted to play.
Ooh.
Interesting premise there.
Maybe Justin Fields will be a Georgia Bulldog at the end of all this.
College football executive director Bill Hancock to Sports Illustrated quoted, too soon to say what the impact of the Big Ten and Pac-12 fall shutdown will mean for the playoff. We are awaiting guidance from the CFP board and management committee. Good Lord.
Who said that?
Bill Hancock.
CFP
so keep in mind,
director.
All these teams are still going to practice for 20 hours a week.
For the next 20 weeks.
For the next 20 weeks. Is that different than playing football? I don't get it. It keeps them safe in their bubble instead of going to the general population in college. Chris, you'll be interested in this before I send it to you for your Sports Center rundown. Lou Holtz just appeared on Fox News.
I've seen it on Twitter. It seems like he's going pretty hard after the Big Ten and Pac-12.
He said the Big Ten will not play football this fall, possibly spring season. Lou Holtz points out just now, not one athlete has been hospitalized among those who've tested positive, going back to the NBA players in March as well.
He's right. He's right about that.
Now, how would that have sounded if, say, Lou Holtz? I think we have audio tape. Hold on. Let's get together. Cue it up.
Now here's the deal that we're talking about, this coronavirus going on here. We haven't had one single student-athlete hospitalized and tested positive.
And now it's time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Lou Holtz.
Do it.
I can't do it.
Oh, come on.
Action from the NBA bubble today. The Nets beat the Magic 108-96. Spurs down the Rockets 123-105. Good job, Pete. Right now, the Sixers are up on the Suns 27-23. We got Stanley Cup playoff action underway. Bolts and Blue Jackets tied at 2 in the third period. Three more games tonight. Flames and Stars, Hurricanes and Bruins, Blackhawks and Golden Knights. And tonight, 99.3 ESPN, we will have Red Sox hosting the Rays, coverage starting at 6:30.
So my question earlier today was, if the Big 12 and the ACC and the SEC decide to play, and Big 10 and Pac-12 are not, do we have ourselves a legitimate championship? Do we not play the championship when we got half of college football not playing? Are we now a power three? What are we?
Let's explore that for a second, because one of my favorite sites, CFB Home, has come out, and they have to, and this is going to have to happen, the first new top 10 list as of right now.
Oh.
Teams that are left.
This requires list music.
Yes, it does.
Guess Indiana's out.
Then the day is young.
Yeah, we might go rogues
now. Yeah. A list.
So, CFB Home's new top 10. Number 10, Virginia Tech. Number 9, UCF.
Hey, top 10.
Number 8, Oklahoma State. UCF finally cracked the top 10. No, literally. Number 7, Notre Dame. Number 6, LSU. Number 5, Georgia.
Still number 5. Can you believe it?
Number 4, Florida. Number 3, Oklahoma. Number 2, Alabama. Number 1, Clemson.
I'm cool with that for your Final Four. Let's play playoffs. It was what it was going to be anyway. The only question mark was Ohio State.
It was Ohio State. Yeah, there's the big one.
Yeah, you go 8 there. UCF left out again.
and I said earlier, Ryan Day on the hot seat. He will not beat Michigan this year.
Yeah.
So that's going to be touch
first
and go
time
for him.
Ohio State coach hasn't defeated Michigan since the 1980s. Not really.
Not really.
So the new Power Four right now: SEC, ACC, Big 12, AAC.
Yeah,
Conference USA not too far behind.
No, I agree with that actually.
Yeah.
The AAC's gotten a lot of respect from me today.
Conference USA is the new MAC. Maybe they can play on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, it's wide open.
Bring it. Now, I am of the opinion that the SEC and ACC will not play now, but I think they're going to wait. Greg Sankey's going to wait probably till September 1st at the early. He's going to let August ride before he makes the announcement.
Just the hypocrisy once again of how training can begin and continue for the next 20 weeks for 20 hours a day while no sports are going to be allowed in the Pac-12, I mean, just to January 1st is just, I don't get it.
Are the presidents aware of this? They made this decision, right? They said, all right, we're canceling the season or postponing the season. Do they know that their coaches and ADs are still planning on practicing every day?
I don't know.
Did that get by them?
Can they stop that?
Can they stop that?
I don't know.
They should stop it if they think playing football is the problem here.
Right, because that's what they said today. It's playing sport, the athletics, any athletic, because it's fall sports. I mean, football is the big one, but it's fall sports, right?
Yeah.
They're not still allowing, I don't know, fall golf or I don't know what other fall sports there are. They're not allowing that to go on still.
Yeah. I want to play some of the Greg Sankey from this morning on Good Morning America and then the Dabo Swinney talking about how they got things set up. It's incredible stuff. I'll give you a minute to pull that up. We ready to go? All right, here was Greg Sankey. He's the commissioner of the SEC. As of today, they're still on. Remember, they pushed everything back to late September. Here he is talking about the timeline to make decisions. This is on Good Morning America.
We've been very deliberate in our decision making. We've not put young people in the helmets and pads for practice. We've been thoughtful about what this entire summer may look like. We have moved the start of our season back to September 26, 3 weeks after the last of our campuses returns, because we're going to be continually monitoring what happens in our communities and our states. Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician way back in April, said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before. So the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you will have available to make those decisions. And that has been wise counsel and counsel we've heeded every step along the way.
Now, the real reason that the Big Ten and then the Pac-12 jumped ship today was because now there's a percentage of people with COVID that have heart problems and myocarditis. And they're worried about the long-term effects. They're worried about lawsuits and all that. Here's Greg Sankey, again with the SEC, talking about this heart condition that everybody's talking about.
We rely continuously on a medical advisory task force, as do our colleague conferences. And certainly that is a topic of conversation, as is every aspect of the virus. And we want to provide the right care and support and the right information so that we can make decisions. And learning about that condition as it relates to COVID, but as it relates to other health implications well before COVID existed, is an important part of the learning process for all of us.
Okay. Now to the players and their own football bubbles. And again, this would be the argument to play, that players would be they'd be safest in their little football bubble. Here's a little peek behind the curtain at Clemson. Dabo Swinney says that football facilities are the safest place to be for the student athlete.
Nobody has to be here. There's not one person that has to be here. And our entire roster's here. Our entire staff's here. Our staff doesn't have. But this is, people forget, this is what we love to do. And we're doing it in the safest possible way that you can. And there's no doubt in my mind that our players are safer here in this environment with this nutrition, with this food, with this supervised training, with this medical care, with our prehab and all the things and resources that are available to them than they are all over the country, where they're not being tested every single week. They're not being tested. Their environment is not like it is here. Everything is mitigated, from fans to how this building is to how we practice. Everything has been mitigated. Yes, guys could still get it. I can get it. I can't do anything to keep me from getting it. I got two sons on the team, so but we all have to make our own risk assessment in life. It's always been that way, and it's no different. And again, if you could say that, hey, just cancel all this and everybody's perfectly safe, I'd be the first one saying, let's go. But that's not the case. And we all know that. And it's not going to be any different in the spring. And so at some point, we have to find a way. Everybody has to make their own decision on what you want to do. And, you know, I've made my decision. I have a football team that's made their decision. And, you know, hopefully people will respect what we want to do and allow us to play.
That Clemson football facility sounds like Xanadu. Nice.
Okay.
Of course, his players like Trevor Lawrence are trying to spearhead. Hey, let's play. I want to play. Here's Booger McFarland now. A good point on ESPN Radio today. He says, look, you can't let the kids. They need to be the last ones to make the decision for themselves.
At some point, there's a reason these kids are still called amateurs. Now, I know that's just a facade. The NCAA wants to keep amateurism and keep making money. However, that comes into play here when you're dealing with student athletes that are considered amateurs. That's way different than professional football players who are grown men, who are on their own, who are making decisions. They got bank accounts, they got mortgages, et cetera, et cetera. These kids are considered amateur athletes, and I just don't think, even though Trey Smith technically is a grown man, that he can make that decision and take all liability. That's the key word here. If somehow the players could absolve the institutions of all liability, the presidents would sign off on playing a season tomorrow. I just don't know legally if there is a way with COVID-19 where they can absolve the universities of all liability.
All right, that's Booger McFarland.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
I disagree.
Wait a minute. You don't think if the presidents had a clean slate, there was no way they could be sued, there's no liability.
I agree with that. I don't think that him saying – I think – what I have a problem with is him saying – These are kids. Oh. So the jump, only if you're a football player, the jump from childhood to being a man is when you get drafted. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm picking up here?
Well,
so Zion's a man and he can make his own decision, even though he's younger than probably half of the college football players out there, right?
Yeah, he is actually.
What am I missing here?
No, I mean, people disagree with him. I understand where he's coming from. I don't agree with everything you just said.
I agree on the lawsuit portion. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Peter Burns, again, the big word of the day is myocarditis. It appears to be a big part of the Big Ten's decision. The cardiologist, Dr. Dermophalan, discussed it. Also, maybe we can play this. I'll try to play it off here, but one lighter moment, and we missed it because we switched to the hockey game on. By the way, Tampa Bay and Columbus tied at 2, 11:31 to go in the third. Urban Meyer's doing an interview on the Big Ten Network, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden, kind of a big, sort of fat guy, half naked, is standing behind him with a beer.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He must be in his house. I don't know if it's a relative or something, but he freaks out halfway through the interview. It's like, starts. You know, get out of here. So I don't know. I haven't heard the audio yet, Chris. I don't know if you saw it on my Twitter.
That's not gonna be part of the Urban Meyer image that he likes to control.
49 seconds.
I mean, he gets pissed.
The guy's just standing there.
He's ticked if you wear the wrong color shirt to a press conference. And you're a member of the quote unquote neutral media.
I tweeted it out at P-Shop. He's talking, and all of a sudden, there's this fat guy or a big man with a beard just standing behind him, just looking at him. It's sort of creepy-ish, to be honest with you.
This is in his house, it looks like?
It looks like it's in his house.
Who is the uncle on Christmas Vacation that shows up with the motorhome?
Oh, and the daughter that is a stripper?
No.
Yeah, the uncle on Christmas Vacation?
The kids were small on Christmas Vacation.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Vegas Vacation. Okay. My bad. Yeah.
Oh, God, what was his name? Somebody will text it to me. On a 20-second delay.
This is funny.
Yeah, it sounds like Urban Meyer's got one of those brothers or uncles or brother-in-laws or something hanging out at the house, living off the Urban Meyer dime.
Buddy? No.
No, somebody tweeted out as Brett Bielema hanging with Urban. looks like Brett
Bielema.
Could be that.
Wow. All right, somebody texted in at 239-337-ESPN. It's driving me nuts. Ugh. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that we'll have college football in the Big Ten or Pac-12.
What do you mean? Of course we're not.
No, I'm talking about it all.
Oh, no, I don't either.
Spring, I don't think. I don't see why they would do it in the spring.
No, so because Barry Alvarez is going to have to hold a lemonade sale or something to make up that $100 million they're missing.
Yeah. Larry
Eddie,
Scott.
Eddie, played by Randy Coyle.
Yes,
Eddie.
Yes.
Thank you. Cousin Eddie.
Larry Scott, Pac-12 commissioner, says demands of two football seasons in 1 year is one of the top priorities. Says spring, quote, was not at the top of the list of things you wanted to default to. Says it could be two compressed seasons. That's going to be a killer.
Yeah.
A killer for that's – you talk about injury, you know, not looking out for the safety of the children.
Why are they not worried about those lawsuits?
Yes.
Oh, man, you guys ran me like a dog. I had to play two seasons in 6 months.
Cost me my draft. It cost me, you know.
Yeah. Get that Lloyd's of London insurance policy paid up. Hey, if we can have seven majors in 11 months in golf, we can play two football seasons.
Did you just compare golf and football?
Have you seen Bryson
DeChambeau? Gosh.
He's an offensive lineman.
No,
what are you talking
he's not.
About?
He's a
tight end.
He's barely a safety. He's 210 pounds. He's not that big.
He looks humongous.
Compared to golfers. Yeah, you put him next to 5'10".
Tiger can play
Justin,
DB.
Justin Thomas.
Tiger's built like a DB. Come
yeah,
on.
That back could withstand football. You're right. He can barely putt for 45 consecutive minutes.
If he were playing football, he'd need a putter to stand up
because
he'd
right.
bend over. Couldn't be a center. Wouldn't get up.
Good times.
Oh, God.
All right. I got to go find this video of Uncle Eddie over at Urban Meyer's house. That's hilarious.
Yep.
I'll do that, and I'm going to listen to some Urban, or I'm going to listen to Lou Holtz, too. This is he's fired up. He went on a rant on Fox News just a little while ago. And don't forget, Red Sox tonight, 99.3 ESPN, taking on the Rays, coverage at 6:30, about a half hour after we get off the air. And first pitch is at 7:30. Red Sox, Southwest Florida, here on 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Big day today. Football dreams are crushed. We've got the Big Ten postponing all fall sports football. Pac-12 followed suit. We're in limbo. We've got Lou Holtz going on Fox News saying, hey, there are risks like going into Normandy. So we should play college
Did he
football.
Say that?
Yeah, he did.
I'm not making that up.
Gosh.
He did.
And,
that's where you lose me.
And we've got Urban Meyer. It's hard to tell. He's doing a Zoom call. He looks like he's
gone
on a
viral.
Boat. I think he's on a boat. He's got a fat guy walking in front of a mirror in front of him. Urban Meyer thinks that you can't see his face when he's giving the glare of death to Cousin Eddie from vacation. Yeah. Get the hell off the screen. We're on live TV here. It is just insane.
You will see it all over the place tonight in about 10 seconds. It all went viral. Everybody's picked it up. But he did say one thing about a potential spring football. He said, no chance. You can't ask student athletes to play two seasons in one calendar year, which is how I feel about it.
All right, we've got some sound here because we had some questions earlier today. Maybe we have some answers. Gene Smith is the athletic director at Ohio State, so watch yourself here. His nose may grow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chris was asking, all right, if you're going to have you're still going to allow all your students, 40,000 students, to converge on at Ohio State, why can't you let the football players play football? What's the difference? Here's Gene Smith's response to that.
You have contact constantly. Now, the effort to try and create a clean field through testing and things of that nature, a real possibility. But the reality is the game is not like sitting in a classroom. It's not like walking across campus. It's not like, wearing masks while you're in a lab. It's full contact. So while I understand the position that our medical people had around that, and I respect them. I know that people would have that question and draw that parallel, but it is different. You have practices, multiple practices where there's constant contact. So I understand it, and I want to make sure that we not put our kids in harm's way when we ultimately have experts providing us outstanding advice along the way.
Because the rest of the student body population doesn't have contact.
I want to know what happened in the 24-hour period, because it was right around this time yesterday where we found out that Ohio's Gene Smith and the new incoming president were on the same page, and they were against pushing the season back. What happened?
Well, Gene Smith said it right there. He said practicing. Yeah. We're constantly hitting.
But they're still allowed to practice for the next 20 weeks, even though there are no games now.
They're still practicing.
Zero sense. All right. Now, Kevin Warren, the commissioner, he's the one that replaced Joe Delaney. What's the difference between Thursday, where the Big Ten released its schedule, to now, where it's postponing play? What happened in less than a week? Here's Kevin Warren.
We always have to plan. And so we wanted to plan ahead, for a possible season, made it very clear that the season may not actually come to fruition. We felt it was important to plan to organize a schedule that if we were fortunate to play fall sports and especially football, that we would have to we would have a schedule in place. But, you know, 6 days is 6 days. And I made it very clear also that this was a day-to-day situation. And as we began to gather information during these last 6 days, especially from our medical experts, I mean, we do have a task force in the Big Ten for emerging infectious diseases. And we also have a sports medicine task force that's comprised of many doctors and trainers, people who I have the utmost medical respect for. And I just said from day one that it was important. I'm not a physician, but it was going to be very important that on a day-to-day basis that we would listen and follow and understand and appreciate and embrace the advice from our medical experts.
Yeah. Okay. I guess 6 days is a long time. Made a big difference.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a while ago today, a few hours ago, during a roundtable discussion at Florida State about the fall sports season, said, quote, "We believe that discussions about short-circuiting the seasons are entirely misplaced." So he echoes the argument that athletes are safer on campus. He says he asked FSU President John Thrasher and Coach Mike Norvell if athletes from other conferences that postpone can come play in Florida this fall. He said he doesn't know the answer to that. Keyshawn Helton, Seminoles wide receiver, quote, "This is the safest environment for us. You talk about 18 to 22-year-olds just quarantining in their house. It's unrealistic. It's the safest for us." And Coach Norvell said, "They are here voluntarily. We presented that to our team, that the choice is theirs. We're going to provide that for them so they can feel safe. Obviously, they're excited about what the future holds." He said two players chose to opt out, and he supports them.
That roundtable may have been a waste of time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. My man Otis wants to talk some football. Otis, what's your perspective on all this?
What's up, Otis?
Hey, happy Tuesday, guys.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, Pete. Yes. Very proud of you. You keep getting your butt kicked every day.
I get my butt kicked.
You did. Wikipedia.
I get my butt kicked.
Anyway, kind of disappointed that those Big Ten guys, I don't get to see Michigan get crushed again this year.
Yeah.
A little disappointed that they took the, they took the road that they can't even give you a percentage of who might get this cardio, whatever. Mm. I guarantee it's under 1%.
Myocarditis.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's going to be under 1%.
Yeah.
Just like COVID fatalities. It's under 1%.
Right.
I mean, half of a percent. If you do 776 million people times how many people have died.
Well under it.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know. Lawsuits control America, boys. So get ready for it.
Yeah, you're right.
If you might be sued, I guess, you know, you'll take the road less traveled. Now, another thing I don't really care for, a lot of outside sources are giving DeSantis a lot of heat and grief, saying he opened too early and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
But like with the number I just gave you, if you're a numbers guy,
yeah,
and I'm a construction guy and everything's a number,
mm-hmm.
to put a building together is all numbers.
Yeah,
the numbers don't add up. They don't add up.
Yeah,
same thing in life. If you're talking about 0.5% of people, and everybody's important, but we all got an expiration date. You, me, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this disease is pushing some people's date up. But you cannot hide almost a billion people for the sake of 160,000 or whatever the stupid number is now.
Yeah.
And that number, believe me, that number is not actual COVID-related 100%, even if it was.
Right.
you know, it's ridiculous. And to let it alter life as much as we have has been, you know, it's been an experience.
Yes.
Never thought I'd see that. I thought I saw a lot. Thought I've done a lot. But never thought I'd see today that a flu thing. I guess the regular flu's gone. We don't have to worry about that no more. In the 66,000
How about the common cold?
No, I'll tell you what. Yeah. We're going to have a low number of flu and cold because everybody, you know, the masks, the washing, we're all going to be clean and away from each other. The flu numbers will be way down.
I guess these 66,000 people a year that die from the regular flu is going away. So
They'll just count those as COVID.
Those have gone away. The regular cold is going away. And, football for a lot of kids is going away.
Yes, it is.
Hopefully nobody else will follow. Things like the SEC, like Sankey's, he's pretty stubborn. Love a stubborn Southern guy. Love it. I'm one. You know. We're out here. You guys are doing your thing. I mean, y'all social distance. I don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
We've been out here the whole time through all this stuff. All they get is I want my building done. I need this done.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go do it because I got four daughters.
Yeah.
And I got the wife. The wife had to leave work for a little while, but, you know, they started back up.
Yeah.
But she's going to have to leave again because the kid's doing virtual school.
Right.
Because, my wife's not going for, you're not going to quarantine the kids. The kids need it. She'll go ballistic. And
better,
you know, they got so many rules. If they go, we want in school. I really want the kids in school because they need to learn to socialize. School provides that interaction with other people, other kids.
Yeah, it's important for
their
growth.
Social skills develop.
Yep.
But they put in so many rules, and this teacher that was on the news who wrote her own obituary.
Yeah.
She's like 30 years old. Oh, my God.
I saw that. That was a little over.
How about some of the students who are being schooled at home, can't wear pajamas now? It's a dress code.
I saw that too. I don't understand why you got to wear your school dress clothes at home and you can't go to your school or you're not going. That's kind of ridiculous. Hopefully there's enough of an uproar to get past that. You can only control so much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. I mean, I don't want to control you. I don't want you in your pajamas, but who the hell cares? I mean, I'm not going to zoom in and inspect your room. I mean, it's going to be hard enough to educate them.
Well, Otis, you are preacher of the choir. The text line's blowing up all pro Otis, this and that. So keep it up and stay safe, and we'll talk to you in a day or two, man. Thanks for calling, Otis. Appreciate it. Keep it all good.
Tony Casillas, former Oklahoma national champ, but went to Oklahoma, great player back then, led the Sooners to the 85 national title, I believe. Played for a bunch of teams, including the Cowboys and Kansas City, the Jets, I think. He just tweeted this out, and he's a broadcast. I think he's an OU's color man, or he's very connected to the Big 12. Tweeted out, players have been sent home from Oklahoma University campus. Expectations are that the Big 12 will make a decision shortly to cancel the fall season.
What's shortly? Is that like today?
He tweeted this out 5 minutes ago.
Because it's 4:30 and 3:30 in Big 12 cut, so they still got day to work with.
Well, what did I say? It was going to be 6 o'clock when Sarah gets that news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if that's it, then there's no way the SEC and ACC play, in my opinion.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I agree with you. Totally. Yeah. Totally.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Mm.
Especially the SEC. The SEC thinks that they're college football, and they're probably right, that they're college football anyway. But.
Yeah. I mean, do
they've got a.
If they're the only ones playing and everybody else doesn't, that could backfire on them recruiting in the future. Yeah, they don't care about your piece of meat. Then the kids go, I don't care. I want to go to the NFL. I'm still playing there. You know,
I would put it the other way.
How's that?
Oh, we'll play football. We'll make sure you get your game time. We will make sure that
you're going to be on national TV every week.
We will make sure that we will move heaven and earth to make sure you see that football field. If you put the work in, you come to an SEC school. We'll get you there.
Because
you know what? It just means more.
Just means more until someone dies.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's going to come down to.
It's always that way.
Hopefully nobody
will. Hopefully that will never happen.
Right.
Well, statistically, it doesn't.
As Lou Holtz reiterated on Fox News, not one player has been hospitalized.
It doesn't, and I know that there could be one. I get that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to diminish that or say that, you know, the one life is worth it. All I'll say is, specifically about football, they're playing football. I mean, if you think that coronavirus is more deadly or can take more years off your life than football, I'd like to have a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially in that age demographic. If it's a coach, I get it. If you're an elderly coach, if Nick Saban says, I don't feel comfortable being around a bunch of people, hey, dude, you're 68. I get it, man. Go do you.
Yeah.
You're 18 years old. Numbers don't say that it's worth can't, but whatever.
Tampa Bay, Columbus, overtime, tied at 2, intermission, then they will just go at it for as long as it takes. No shootouts, no 4-on-4, you just go at it.
5-on-5.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz on the possibility of a spring season. Quote, I think we can do anything we want if we do it intelligently. It's totally doable.
No, it's not.
We may be playing in some colder games, but we do that anyway in December. It'll be a different approach than ever before. I don't think spring football works at all.
It doesn't. It can't.
I agree with Urban Meyer.
It cannot.
100%. I don't think it works at all. I think it's a ruse to make sure everybody.
So you end in May, and then you're gearing back up in end of August, beginning of September?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
Combine, draft,
yep.
Mini camps, OTAs, because we'll be back to having OTAs.
Kirk Kirksbury just said on Finney's show, I've never seen a Big Ten. I've never seen a Big Ten commissioner make a decision and then so many heavyweights like Ohio State,
yeah.
Michigan, Nebraska, Penn State come out publicly and be furious and let the public know they disagree with the decision. But again, I don't know if this is Kevin Warren or he's being – this is the president's. But is Kevin Warren going to be the scapegoat? Is he going to get canned for this? Are the boosters going to – I mean, there's a ton of money in the Big Ten.
Pickleball.
Will they – I wonder if people, I'm serious. I
hold on. Pickleball's texting in saying, what if the one was you, Chris? Would that make a difference? Pickleball, I get up every day. I put my grown-up pants on. I go into work. My kids are going to school. My wife is going to work. It's life, guys. If you're afraid of it, stay home and be a hermit crab. Just Zoom all your meetings. Don't get crap done with your life. Sit back and wait for this thing to go away. You'll be waiting a very long time. An extremely long time. More people die in car crashes than from this thing. You still drive? Yes, you do it smartly. You wear your seatbelt. You get a safe car, all that stuff. But you get up, you put your grown-up pants on, and you go to work every day. Good grief.
Michael Bennett, former NFL player, just tweeted out, if the SEC and ACC can put together even a semblance of a competitive season, the Big Ten will look like fools.
Yes, they will.
I'm all for adapting to new situations, but to cancel college football in the Midwest is going to cause more problems than it solves.
Yep.
I can't disagree.
All right. The pendulum swings with the Big 12
numbers
now.
Do not match up for this. They just don't. Hmm.
The all-new ESPN radio lineup debuting on Monday. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin in the morning. By the way, J. Will will be on our program Thursday. They will be followed by Dan Lebatard's show with Stu Gotts from 10 to noon. Mike Greenberg, his show's called Greeny. He's back with the network, noon to 2. That's our lead-in. Sheeman and Shepherd, we remain steadfastly 2 to 6. The all-new ESPN radio lineup starts Monday, August 17th. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, what you got? Let's see here on this day in history. 1992, the Mall of America opened up in Minnesota. 40 million visitors a year. You know, it's like 5 million square feet. Never been there.
Where?
Mall of America.
Oh, no,
Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
I've only been to the airport.
Actually, Miami is trying to put a plan together for a larger mall.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to top it? They have roller coasters inside and all that stuff?
Which, in a world where you do all your shopping online, I think a brick-and-mortar mall isn't the greatest idea. But, hey, maybe it'll work out for
them. Miami, you get out of the heat. you get some air conditioning. Go hang out at the mall? I don't know. Happy birthday, Hulk Hogan! 1953. Craig Elo was born in 1961, and he's only known for being posterized by Michael Jordan. Let's see what else we got here. In 1919, the Green Bay Packers Football Club was founded by George Calhoun and Curly Lambeau. Their sponsor was the Indian Packing Company, hence the Packers.
Oh.
That's how we got our name. back in 1919. 1929, Babe Ruth, first to 500 home runs. In 1950, I mentioned this earlier, Joe DiMaggio was only hitting 279. He was benched for the first time ever. In 1951, we had our first televised baseball game in color on WCBS in New York City as the Boston Braves beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 8-1. In 1984, the Reds retired Johnny Bench's number 5. And in 1991, the PGA Championship at Crooked Stick, Indiana. John Daly wins by 3. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Problems in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh, thankfully not Florida.
You can say that a lot, can't you?
The stand-up paddleboarding festival went down over the weekend in St. Pete in Russia, which drew thousands of paddleboarders to the canals of the Fontanka River. Unfortunately,
what? Can you say that on air?
Fontanka, F-O-N-T-A-N-K-A.
Delete that.
That's the word. Unfortunately, they were all smashed together at the start and finish of the event, and not social distancing as I'm looking at it right now. What a mess. Some folks are standing, others are sitting. And to be fair, once they got out and about paddling on the water, most everyone exercising at a safe a distance looks like good, clean, virus-free fun. Mm. The one thing I'm not seeing a whole lot of, though, I'm not seeing any masks.
No?
At all.
So. Oh, you didn't hear? Russia has a vaccine.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah. They're just not giving it to anyone else.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Vladimir Putin's claiming to have the first coronavirus vaccine up and running despite skepticism from U.S. scientists. If he's right, though, these paddleboarders should be first in line. Yeah.
That's right.
But what a mess. And Isaiah Thomas has his 1984 All-Star Trophy stolen.
Oh, that's too bad. Hope they can find it. All right, Crystal Ball and your Crystal Ball. What do you got?
All right. Last night gave you the Nuggets plus 5 to cover against the Lakers.
Took them.
They did that. We are now 29-20-2. 29-20-2 on the season. I got two picks tonight. One's a flyer. I'm not going to put it actually on my my lock of the night.
All
right. Orlando City is in the MLS's back final.
Yes.
They're plus 140. Red hot team. They were plus 3,000 to win the tournament at the beginning of the tournament. Love Orlando, plus 140, but that's not my lock tonight. My lock tonight comes from the NBA bubble, and we will lay the 3.5 points with the Portland Trailblazers. They're taking on the Mavs. Mavs have the 7 seed locked up, can't move up, can't move down. Portland's fighting. They got to win. Go Portland, lay the 3.5.
Good reasoning there.
Playing well.
Red Sox baseball versus the Rays, airtime 6:30, first pitch 7:30 tonight. Catch that. So Spain and Company, or are they? Is it Spain and Company, or is it somebody filling in now?
No, it's Spain and Co.
Back?
Yeah.
Okay, and so I eagerly await, perhaps, the Big 12. Do they follow the Pac-12 and Big 10 and bail on football, or do they go with the SEC and ACC and say, play ball?
Tony Casillas says he's close to the Oklahoma program, and Big 12, he thinks they're going to cancel.
All right. Now we're down to a power 2. Really a power 1, and then the ACC with a couple of good teams.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, UCF, just hold out.
Hold out.
Just hold out. Be the last team to stop playing.
And hang a banner.
We're going to be the last team standing.
Wow, what a day.
Yeah. We've had better.
Can't wait to see.
Not we. Well, we've had a good show, but it's just the content sucked.
Yeah. It's going to be more. Well, the content was great. It's just the outcome sucked.
Yeah,
I mean,
technicality, you're right.
But
go get rested up
we'll
tonight.
Be talking more about this tomorrow.
I'll be drinking tonight.
Oh, Bruins. I wish the Bruins started at 7:30. That extra half hour, man. Bruins at 8 o'clock tonight. That's my luck. Swept that team out of the playoffs last year. They're going to do it again.
Sounds good.
Bulls having enough trouble with the Blue Jackets right now.
Yeah, they just match up well against them.
It's Columbus unbelievable.
Does. They just do.
Really is.
2-2 and OT.
Yeah.
They'll play forever. And the shootout crap.
What? I like shootouts.
No, not in
the playoffs.
Of course
you do.
Not in the playoffs.
Of course you do.
Absolutely love it.
Craig wants baseball to have the bases loaded.
Bases loaded. And you get an extra four outs to get out of the inning.
Let's wrap this puppy up.
Minimum of 18 batters your pitcher has to face.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Speed this puppy
up. Keep it pithy. All right, that'll do it for us on this Tuesday. Back for a hump day Wednesday tomorrow. For Chris, for Pete Shepard.
For the Big Ten.
I'm Craig Sheeman.
Don't say that.
Have a good night, Southwest Florida, and God bless America. Kudos to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.